'Twas the night before Christmas, and we were cleaning our house. We were still wrapping presents, and we were really stressed out. We were assembling the toys, some assembly required. We were trimming the tree. We were so gosh darn tired. The children were nestled all snug in their beds, but the dog started barking, so now they're crying instead. The kids are now settled before the TV, and I climbed up the ladder to top off the tree. When out in the street, there arose such a clatter, I jumped out of my shoes and fell off the damn ladder. Away to the window, I flew like a flash. I tore open the curtains and lifted the sash. The moonlight, reflecting off the slush, sand, and snow, gave a dull, eerie glow to the streetscape below. Then, what with my weary eyes did I see, but a man climbing out of the sewer and into the street. Where are the reindeer? Where is the sleigh? Does Santa Claus really travel this way? Then up from the sewer, his associates, they came. He whistled and shouted and called them by name. Hey, Bobby. Hey, Jimmy. Hey, Roger. Hey, Joe. Come on, Frankie and Randy. Why are you moving so slow? From the pack on his back, he withdrew an iPad, and in the device's cold glow, he looked worried and sad. Ah, just as I feared, he said to his men, the GPS has led us astray once again. Headquarters shortchanged us. We're missing a freaking doll. Jimmy, hey Jimmy, go borrow a car and pick one up at the mall. Packages and bundles were pulled up from below, and they left long dirty trails as they were dragged through the snow. As I turned from the window, I froze. I could not move my feet, for there in my kitchen stood the man from the street. He was dressed all in black from his head to his foot, and his clothes were all covered with sewage and soot. A stump of a cigarette he held in his teeth, and the smoke had encircled his head like a wreath. His face, it was hard. It was chiseled from stone. He had the look of a man that was best left alone. He was built like a mountain, or maybe a horse. He had wild jet black hair that was wiry and coarse. But in his eyes there was kindness, I saw with relief, a reminder to judge not the surface, but the person beneath. It was then that he chuckled in spite of himself. He said, what'd you expect, some jolly old elf? He said, it's really hard work spreading this holiday cheer. Buddy, you'd do me a favor if you offered me a beer. So it was there in my kitchen that he told me the truth, why I will never hear Santa up on my lonely roof. You see, Santa Claus, well, he has all the glamorous roots. He still wears the red suit and the shiny black boots. But buddy, here in the city, the reindeer won't fly. So it's down to the sewers for my buddies and I. We all have our debts to society to pay. So year after year, we spend Christmas this way. So next time you're stressed about your presents or tree, just remember, it could be worse. You could be spending Christmas with me. He left without warning and said not a word, but from the depth of my plumbing later I heard those 10 famous words shouted with all of his might. Merry Christmas to all, and to all a good night.